أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا الربا أضعافا مضاعفة واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون واتقوا النار التي أعدت للكافرين وأطيعوا الله والرسول لعلكم ترحمون صدق الله العظيم. Inshallah, we discuss verses 130, 131, and 132 of Surah Al Imran. In the last two verses, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala addressed particularly our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that these matters are not in our hands, with regards to whom Allah Tabaraka wa Taala should curse or Allah Taala should forgive. All of that is in the hands of Allah, whom Allah Ta'ala forgives and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives hidayah to. Here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, addressing the believers, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who have brought iman, La ta'kulu riba, do not devour, do not eat usury, interest, adha'afam muza'afa, doubled, multiplied. Few issues here. One is the discussion was about the battle of Uhud, then the discussion of the battle of Badr, two verses with regards to the battle of Uhud, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam attempted or cursed the disbelievers. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here speaks, reiterates the prohibition of eating interest, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about other deeds, and then the discussion once again goes back into the battle of Uhud. The relationship between these verses, this is a specific and a special field in the field of tafsir and in the explanation of the Qur'an Kareem and the commentary of the Qur'an. So some few verses before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed this ummat, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, La tattakhidu bitanatan min dunikum, do not take as a bitana, a confidant, those besides you, making special reference to the Yahud, the address to the believers, particularly to the tribes of Medina, the Aus and the Khazraj, referring to the Yahud of Medina Munawwara, that they had this friendship with the Yahud from before Islam, and this friendship in many quarters, in many respects, continued. And these Yahud would then use the munafiqeen, they would use the hypocrites to try to infiltrate into the ranks of the Muslims. As we had seen at the time of the battle of Uhud, that they joined the ranks of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslims, and then 300 of them under the leadership of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, they left the army of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The relationship between them and the Yahud was that of riba, and the only motivating factor in the relationship would have been because there was this interaction of taking loans of riba. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses this factor. That is one aspect of the interrelationship of the verses. The second aspect of the interrelationship of verses is Allah Ta'ala said, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا, that if you had sabr, perseverance, endurance, taqwa, the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, then their plots would have not harmed you in the slightest bit. So one aspect of your taqwa is You have to be very watchful and careful what you eat, how you eat. If it is riba, then you fail this test, and the result is then you withhold the nusrat of Allah Ta'ala, withholds His nusrat, and of course it then becomes a barrier between you as an ummah and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The third correlation, the third relationship is this, that we remembered when we spoke about the Battle of Badr, that it was the return of the caravan of Abu Sufyan that had the goods of the people of Makkah put together, that was intended to be sold, and then the proceeds of that part of it was going to be used against Islam. That did not happen because Badr had taken place, but then they went back to Makkah. Now, what had happened was, lots of monies were used on loans between people, and then the proceeds of that loans, the usuries and that interest was then accumulated. And that is what was used for the funding of the war of Uhud. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala now reminds the ummah that you do not do what they had done. They had used this, but you do not do all of this. You do not do the same, because your drawing the nusrat and the help of Allah Ta'ala will be based on the two factors, sabr, endurance, perseverance, and that of Allah consciousness. Then that will draw the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the one aspect, the correlation between the verses. The second aspect is here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا تَأْكُلُوا الرِّبَا أَضْعَافًا مُضَاعَفًا, that do not devour, do not eat interest, أَضْعَافًا مُضَاعَفًا, doubled, multiplied, in other words, compounded. This does not in any way mean that if it is not compounded, if it is not doubled or multiplied, then a person can eat interest, because in the verses of Surah Baqarah, we discussed in detail, Allah Ta'ala had made it haram, أَحَلَّ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الْرِبَى. Allah had made riba haram, its taking, its consuming, witnessing, and all of that, Allah Ta'ala had made haram. So even 1 cent will be regarded as haram, it will be regarded as riba. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking in the context of what happened at that particular time and what was in vogue in the time of paganism, in the time of jahalat. They compounded the interest, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in that context. To understand this, to contextualize it, a simple example can be given. We use it all the time. A cell phone rings with a musical tone in the masjid, so we say that do not let those cell phone rings ring with the musical tones in the masjid. Doesn't mean it is permissible out of the masjid. So like that, it doesn't mean that it can be used or interest can be devoured if it is not multiplied. Wattaqullaha, then fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la'allakum tuflihun, so that you may be successful, you may prosper in every aspect of your life, in this world and in the hereafter. وَاتَّقُوا النَّارِ, Allah Ta'ala says, and fear the fire of Jahannam, الَّتِي أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ, which has been prepared for the disbelievers, for the unbelievers, for the kuffar. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has actually provoked our conscience that in originality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared the fire of Jahannam for the disbelievers. But then you, O ummah, if you now indulge in these major sins like the taking of riba, consuming of riba, paying riba, etc., then you do not make tawbah, you do not seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or any one of the other major sins, then the probability, the possibility may be that you leave this world without tawbah. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness is not there, like in the previous ayat, Allah ta'ala made it clear that if Allah ta'ala so desires, Allah forgives. If Allah ta'ala so desires, Allah ta'ala does not forgive. And if perchance a believer has to go into the fire of Jahannam, then obviously he will not remain there forever like a disbeliever. And secondly, he will not go into the fire of Jahannam like a disbeliever would go. A disbeliever will go because of humiliation. A believer would have to go to purify himself from the fire of Jahannam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَاتَّقُوا النَّارِ, fear the fire of Jahannam. It has not been prepared for you, it has been prepared for others. But then if your deeds become like theirs, then that is your prerogative. You are carrying out the deeds. I gave you the free will. I also gave you the remedy of making tawbah, coming back towards me, and I will forgive you for all of that. وَعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ, it has been particularly prepared for the disbelievers, those who had not brought iman in me whatsoever. وَأَتِيعُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ, and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Rasul, Hazrat Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Particular mention is made here because of the Battle of Uhud. We understand and we realize that it was those that had moved away from the mountain pass, whatever the errors were, Allah Ta'ala speaks about in the verses coming forward. Allah Ta'ala had forgiven them. We cannot speak anything over and above the fact that Allah Ta'ala had forgiven them. But now going forward till the day of Qiyamah, remember this at all times, that if in whatever situation you are, O Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la'allakum turhamun, so that you may be the recipient of the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.